In other words, I'm confronted with, in reality, if you count all the cults, 10, 15 groups that say exactly the same thing that the Mormon Church says. Now, they can't all be telling the truth because they all claim to be the true church. So it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which true church stays and which one goes. So either they're all liars, or one is telling the truth and the other's a liar. And if I have to pick the idea of the gospel being restored, why not go with the first one who invented it, which was Alexander Thomas Campbell? Why do I have to get someone else who picked it up like crumbs off a table, and that would be Joseph Smith?
Want to go to our phone lines, talk to Dale in Riverside, California, listening on KLFE. Dale, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know that I used to be, I grew up as a fundamentalist evangelical Christian. In fact, my uncle is a very prominent person in the charismatic world.
And what's his name?
Mormon.
What's his name, Dale?
Gerald Durstein.
Uh-huh.
You might have heard of
him. I know who he is. Sure do.
Okay. I'm recently a Mormon, much to the chagrin of my family. They're still working on me and praying for me, but I'm doing the same for them. I became a Mormon a year and a half ago.
Why did you become a Mormon?
Well, because I thought that they were wrong, and I wanted to find out and verify it for myself.
And what did you discover?
I discovered some very disturbing things.
Such as?
Well, such as that the people that I thought were telling the truth were telling me distorted pictures.
For example?
Well, for example, the nature of God and also the polytheistic idea that we believe in many gods.
Okay, and what in the nature of God was the problem with historic Christianity?
Well, primarily my question revolves around that.
Okay.
And that is that, you know, we have been taught that there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that there are three different names, but they're all one God. And of course, you just accept that because everybody believes it.
No. Wait a minute. Let's respond to that first. I'm going to give you plenty of time, but we don't accept it for that reason. We accept it because the Bible. Beg pardon?
I did because I was a child.
Okay, but we accept it because the Bible teaches it. The Hebrew Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. You can also see that one God is revealed in three persons. And you can demonstrate that the Bible is divine rather than human in origin, so we don't just accept it. But let me let Dr. Morey respond to that first, and then we'll get back to some of your other concerns.
I really haven't asked a question yet.
Oh, yes, you have.
Well, I think you have. Part of it is simply this. I grew up in a non-Christian home. When I became a Christian, I got thrown out of that home. So you converted from one religion to another, and I converted from no religion. My father was an agnostic when sober, an atheist when drunk, and his devotion was found in the bottle of Jim Beam. As to the Trinity is not accepted simply because it is tradition. But as to the Mormon concept of gods, plural, do you really believe that you're going to be a god and you're going to be making spirit babies, a spiritual whoopee with some goddess on some planet? You really think that's what the Bible teaches now?
Well, I believe that the Christian world, in the view that we cannot become God, or as God, or like God, is distorted, and because I think that's lowering ourselves to the secular humanistic view that we're really nothing more than animals.
Now, you didn't answer my question. Are you going to make eternal whoopee with the goddess on a planet and make spirit babies? Yes or no?
Well, your version of whoopee is really Satan's version of the twisted sexual nature that we...
I'm not saying sex is bad. I'm using a euphemism, trying to lighten the conversation.
Well, actually, that's the part that distorts.
Well, you want to use the word intercourse, is that better? You have a male body, there's a female body, and thus there's sexual intercourse that is taking place. Is that better?
Right, but we're talking about a love relationship, not a lustful attitude. Well,
of course when you lie with the woman, if you... Yeah, but it's still, in the vernacular, it's making whoopee because it's your wife and you love her and you're making... But you really believe that the Bible and Christianity, the grand climax of the whole plan of salvation... is that you're going to get to make whoopee for eternity, and you're a god, and there's a goddess, and you're going to get to be worshipped. And you really think that compares to the glories of historic Christianity?
Well, Well, I'm really not concerned about historic Christianity as long as it's true.
Why do you believe what you believe, Dale?
Because it all, it makes too much sense.
Give me one verse that talks about you're going to get become a god and get a planet.
Well,
show me a goddess. Show me a goddess verse.
That state that.
What?
There's many verses.
Just one.
Well, give me one.
Well, we're talking, Jesus Christ came down to teach us how to be like himself. And it says that we're going to become like him. And that was the, the command that he gave us to become like him. And he gave us his example.
That's it?
Maybe I could help Dale out here.
Well, wait a sec. I mean, that's the sum total of your biblical teaching? It means that there are going to be no women then. If you're going to be like Jesus, then the men, when they get resurrected, will look exactly like Jesus, carbon copies, and all the women will be resurrected as males with male genitals. As I was saying, no one in their right mind, Dale, would take the phrase, we shall be like him, which in the context refers to a moral likeness, and makes it literal. If it is, there will be no goddesses for you to cohabit with on your planet to make them spirit babies. So obviously, it is not a literal conformity of physical likeness. There will be women in the resurrection. Do you see that now?
Well, I don't agree with you.
I mean, oh, then you believe that there will be no women, that everyone who is resurrected will